on RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Time to look at tonight's Moonee Valley meeting. As we heard a little earlier, they've had about 15 mils and we're currently on a soft five rails out through the entire circuit, but it is improving. Although if you have a look at the weather radar, there are quite a few scattered showers around the area that may be throughout the afternoon. So hopefully there's not too much more rain that falls at the valley between now and 6.15. Mark Hunter is the man to find us the winners. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Michael. Yeah, looking at that radar, you'd be lucky to miss the rain no matter where you are in Victoria today.
No, I know. So what's this got you thinking for the valley tonight?
No, I don't know. Marty's the man there. It's, I suppose, the soft five sounds good. It looks like with the wind blowing, hopefully the showers that do come blow away quickly and don't do too much damage.
So for, on a soft five rail out three, how do you think it'll play?
Well, we've had the two recent meetings rail through where you would think there would have to be some wear and tear out to three. If they got some rain, you would imagine that the wear and tear inside might just give way from those previous two meetings. So as long as it is, you know, genuine soft five, or even if it gets a touch worse, you'd think the inside lane might be the one to give way just because of that recent traffic that they've had on the track.
All right, well, let's find these winners. And the first race is a few scratchings here. We can take out 1, 5, 10, 13, 14 and 15. And there are deductions, which has now got the favourite Grey Song firming right up into $2.60, $1.30 the place. Jamie Carr, big price, open and honest, saying it was just ridden too fast in a few sectionals down the straight and got tired late. Would like to maybe take a sit tonight and is expecting an improvement. The Swooper, first up at $4. Star Magic, $5.50. And then you're at $8 plus. How do you see the favourite tonight?
Well, I've got a doubt on the favourite. Maybe it was ridden too fast, but now it jumps to 1,200 metres. So I'm going to leave it out of the numbers. I might be wrong, but I'll go with number 7, the Swooper, who kicked off its career against Jacquinot and ran pretty well. Mm. Sat wide, fought the race out quite nicely over 1,200, wasn't beaten that far. Been to the trials recently, missed the start, but trolled well against Gentleman Roy. With Grey Song, I think I heard them say they're not going forward tonight. They're going to take a sit. So that takes a fair bit of the heat out of the race. I think the Swooper can get a beautiful run somewhere near the front in the first three or four, control the race. So I'll go with it to beat number 11, Star Magic, who went to Pakenham last time and was beaten by a really nice horse there. From that gate, can get a great run. 2, Cobblestone Way, both runs have been good. It may well be the leader, which will be hard to run down. And 8, Fine Rebel, who probably should have won on debut after getting back and then sat wide last time, was a good run again, gets a beautiful run from the gate and has got some chance. So, look, maybe I'm wrong with the favourite. I just thought it was a touch soft there at Flemington. I'll go to 7, 11, 2 and 8.
7, 11, 2 and 8, the Swooper on top in race number 1. Race number 2, over the 1,000, Capital Theatre is the favourite here. It's a small field and big deductions with Greece coming out, 40 cents in the win. So it's $2.50 now, Capital Theatre. Rock Diamond, $2.90. Skideria, $3.30. Tantap Magic, $9. And Blonde Venture round out the field at $16.
Yeah, Capital Theatre, the one to beat. It's a horse that probably needs its run time to perfection over the 1,000 metres. It probably settles last from that outside gate here. There looks like they'll generate good enough tempo to think you won't be too far behind them on the corner. They'll go with Capital Theatre to run them down. To beat number 6, Skideria, who draws gate 2, probably finds the top and getting better with racing. Was a good win last time. 3, Tantap Magic, who ran well for the stable, gets a beautiful run from the gate. And then 5, Rock Diamond. Didn't beat much on debut, but you just know it will keep improving for the stable. It's got some hope also outside of Capital Theatre, who's the one to beat. 1, 6, 3 and 5.
1, 6, 3 and 5. Would you take a $2.50 Capital Theatre?
No, not really. It's the horse that just needs everything to go right to score. Yeah, no, I'm happy to watch that race, Michael.
Race 3 is the $9.55. Take out 3 and 4. Foxy Con for Peter Moody, first up $2.50. Tillotson, $3.80, looking for 3 in a row. Berry Bubbly, $4.60. Bocatti, $5. Who do you like in the $9.55?
Two chances for mine, Berry Bubbly and Foxy Con. I'll go with Berry Bubbly, who ran 7th last time but should have finished a whole lot closer. They just jammed up in the straight. He had nowhere to go and ran up the back of them and went to the line untested. There is very good speed in this race. You've got a 2-kilo claim for Carlene Heffel. For whatever reason, over the 9.55, the Swooper seems to win the race as opposed to the 1,000-metre race. So I think it sets up well for Berry Bubbly to run down number 6, Foxicon, whose race form has been just okay. But, gee, a recent trial, you know, hot trial, was a good trial. It's the danger for sure. Number 1, Tillotson, has got the 61 kilos, but is competitive. And then maybe number 2, Gillette, might be the best of the leaders, but I think we'll get run over. So two chances for me, 7 and 6. I'll go 7, 6, 1 and 2.
7, 6, 1 and 2 in race number 3, race number 4. And we thought the 9.55s were quick. You've got an 8.88 to deal with here, with thanks to the Lunar New Year Sprint. Mutinous is the $2.30 favourite from Barrier 1. EJ Trains, Kev's Girl, $3.70. Tax-free profit, $7. Super Thief, $8.50. And Cecil Street Lad, $9. Who do you think leads?
Well, the leader will be either Kev's Girl or Young Liam. Kev's Girl's drawn inside Young Liam, so you think it would spear out and hold the top, and they'll be humming along. I'm going to tip number 2, Mutinous, who from gate 1 should hold up pretty close to leader's back, get a beautiful run there, not have to move until the 150-metre mark, and then try and run them down, which I think it can do. The danger might be the horse following through there, number 1, Cecil Street Lad, who's got some good soft-track runs, perfect gate, lob down on the back of Mutinous, they'll be going mad, and John McNeil can just follow through, and I'm sure Cecil Street Lad will be hitting the line hard. 5, Kev's Girl, the best of the leaders, will take running down, and 3, tax-free profit as the other leader gets tired, might pick its way through the pack and get into the minor money. So I think it's short enough odds number 2, but the one to beat, 2, 1, 5 and 3.
2, 1, 5 and 3. Race number 4, which brings us up to the first leg of the Quaddy Race 5, a benchmark 64 over 2,500 metres. Take out the 1, Rebel Racer, $4.20. Vataboy, $5. Mr Blackwood, $6.
You can nearly take an F here. I'll go with number 6, Mr Blackwood, who I thought ran well first up at an unsuitable trip and then given a great ride after that to score. Gets out to 2,500 here in a harder race, but just draws for a really cheap run along the fence. The speed looks okay here, so draws for a cheap run on the fence just behind him. Get clear at the right time, and Mr Blackwood can run well to beat number 8, Rebel Racer, who joins the Yagi stable. The horse is racing consistently. He's getting close to a win. Got Jamie Carr, got a good winning chance. Got 12 Fields of Grace, getting out to 2,500 metres on rain-affected ground with Froggy can run well, and 7, Havisham. Might be next best. It's racing itself into form for Andrea Lee. Got the wide gate and does need some luck early. Wide open race. Nothing would really shock. 6, 8, 12 and 7.
6, 8, 12 and 7. Tough start to the Quaddy. Race number 6 is over 1,600 metres. Take out 4, 6 and 9. Yasuki, a nice win on debut. $2.70 favourite. Chicant, $2.80. Diamond Model, $6.50. New Level, $8.50. Are they four runners under double figure odds?
Yeah, two winning hopes for me, the top two. I think number 2, Chicant, can win here. It had no luck a couple of go. It was a good strong win last time. I think from the gate two, it gets across the stayer there and lobs down on the rail. Probably leaders back. Just needs to get clear at the right time, and I think it can be too strong here over the mile. But the danger is definitely number 1, Yasuki, who tried well going into that first up win, sat wide and won well. Wasn't the strongest field you've ever seen. This is a harder race, but you just know it's going to keep on improving. 3, New Level, who things went wrong there last start, but still ran well. It'll push forward from that wide gate. An 8, Diamond Model, a bit slow out and roared forward there first up and got tired late. It's fitter. It's probably got some little winning hope, but I'm going with 2 and 1 in the quaddy only. 2, 1, 3 and 8.
2, 1, 3 and 8. A little trim up leg there. Race number 7, over 2040. And here the scratchings are 1, 2, 3, 10, 14, 15. And the market's dominated by the top 3. Mr. I'm a Believer, $3.50. Aquascent at $3.90. And Freedom Escape, $4.40.
Yeah. I'm with number 13 here, Mr. I'm a Believer, who I think's a nice stayer. Had that first up win over the shorter trip where he sat behind him, just in an awkward spot. Had horses all around it and had to sort of duck back to the inside to get clear. Never really got time to wind up. It still won the race, but was just getting going on the line. I think fitter, it's a horse that's going to win better races and can win here, but it's a good race. Number 9, Acquiescent, who will push forward, probably lead. good strong win first up after a good debut before a spell. I think it's the danger there, the two I'm taking in the quaddy. Number four, Forest Diamond, getting fitter and getting on the soft ground at good odds can run a place. And 11, Watapu, who, gee, I had this horse down as a basic horse, but it's come back from a spell in terrific form, getting out to 2,000 metres, run into a hot field, but far from the worst, at least for a place. So 13 and 9 for me, 13, 9, 4 and 11.
13, 9, 4 and 11. And that brings us to the last, which kicks off tonight at 9:45. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,200. A few scratchings here as well. 4, 5, 6, 11, 14. Holy Man's is the $2.60 favourite. Mar Eustace, Mark Zara in the saddle. Elite Icon, $5.50. True Nobility, $7, as is Immortal Spirit. How do we round out the Valley meeting?
One out. Michael, number 10, Holy Man's. I think its debut win on the soft track was terrific. It was solid second up at Bendigo, then took on a harder race last time. Wasn't disgraced. It's gone for a spell. It's come back. It's trialled terrific. I think from that gate, it just lobs along. Absolute runner race, fourth or fifth outside, blends in, and it's too strong for them. So one out, number 10, Holy Land, to beat 13, Immortal Spirit. First one down to the fence, gets a beautiful run, can run a place. 7, True Nobility. Good win the other day. It got held up, got to the outside, and had to pick itself up. This is a much harder race, but can run a place. And then 8, Atomic Selfie, who was ridden upside down last time. Quiet ride here from a good gate on the rain affected. Might run a place at good odds. I think 10 too good for them. 10, 13, 7 and 8.
10, 13, 7 and 8. We've got to stay up a little later tonight, but the wait will be worth it. The best bet in the last. Number 10, Holy Man's at the Valley tonight. Mark, we will listen to you tomorrow morning on the punters panel. Good punting. Good luck tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
You don't want my ruffian play of the day in Queen?
Oh, God. You know what? Of course I do.
I know they don't often lob, Michael, but it's a bit rude. Rude not asking for them.
You've just saved me from a barrage of abuse on the social media. Thank you for that, Mark.
Okay, so my best is race 8, number 10, Holy Man's. My value on a night where I can't find much, race 5, number 6, Mr. Blackwood. My quaddie will go 6, 8, 12, 7 and 4 into 2 and 1. Into 13 and 9, into number 10, and the play of the night, we'll go trifecta race 8. Number 10 to win, Holy Man's. For second, we'll take 7 and 13, and for third, we'll take the field.
They are all morals now. There is no doubt about that. Good punning, Mark. Well done, Mark.
Thank you.